Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 9, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arm.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come to you in humble hearts, asking that you provide the divine wisdom in us, not just us, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. We ask that you put your loving arms around those loved ones that are away fighting wars for our great country. Help their families stay together. And we ask that you give strong homage to the people of South Africa for the loss of an icon. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a lease of hangar number 5 at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport, the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, with CUSA Aviation LLC for a second additional one-year renewal from December 30th, 2013 to December 29, 2014. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a contract for Jefferson County Drainage District number 7 ditch improvements for Road Air Gully Lateral 3A with MK Constructors in the amount of $988,083. That is a project which is funded by the Hurricane Ike Disaster Grant Program and being administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with E. Sullivan Advertising and Design, Inc. and Ford Park for advertising and design services through September 30th, 2014 in the amount of $75,000. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a purchase agreement for surplus salvage property from the Texas Department of Transportation for 6,000 cubic yards of reclaimed asphalt pavement wrap material at a price of $15 per cubic yard with a purchase fee of 6.5%, equaling a total purchase price of $95,850. And item E is to receive and file change order number 2 for bridge replacement on Lawhon Road at Green Pond Gully with Tom Mack Inc. to increase contract days by 30, bring the total contract days up to 90 days due to inclement weather conditions. And I believe that's DD6 funded project. I have a motion on those items under purchasing.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget transfer for the correctional facility for inmate medical costs in the amount of $145,000. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 388075 through 388276. Do I have a motion on the items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under county commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve the 2014 Jefferson County tax abatement policy pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 312.02, with said policy to be effective for the period of 2014 through 2016. Item B is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the marketing agreement between financial. Let me come back to that one. Item C is to receive and file an order designating Project Weldon Reinvestment Zone. Item D is to receive and file an order designating the OCI Firewater Reinvestment Zone. Item E is to consider and possibly approve the designation of two places to serve as commissioners to Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4 for one-year terms expiring January 1st, 2015, and three places to serve as commissioners to Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4 for two-year terms that expire January 1st, 2016. In accordance with Section 775.034C of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item F is consider and possibly approve exempting the following groups from paying for security during their scheduled events for the year 2014. Dispute Resolution Center, Jefferson County Bar Association, Jefferson County Democratic and Republican Parties, Jefferson County Libertarian Party, Jefferson County Green Party, Election School, Jefferson County Clerk's Office for meetings and training related to elections, Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime, Family Services, and Jefferson County Deputy Constable Association, where the security expenses will be paid via budgeted funds. Item G is consider and possibly approve execute, receive, and file the reappointment of Brandon Rose and Terrence Simon, the Jefferson County Emergency Service District Number 3 Board of Commissioners for a 2-year term effective January 1st, 2015. And item H is consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute the application for 2014 Local Emergency Management Performance Grant Funding. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Mr. Jackson,
yes.
The only problem I have is with item E, we got to designate the places that are going to be.
I believe I put an order in your
package. Yeah, okay. That was in accordance with what legal counsel had sent in. Okay, very good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Going back to item B, marketing agreement between Financial Marketing Concepts and Jefferson County for the Coast to Coast prescription card. I guess what I would suggest on that is, Mr. Rugg, would you be so kind as to request an AG opinion that follows up you and Mr. Dayhill's email string?
I'll be happy to do that if that's the desire of the court. You know, there's some potential fallout from that, and the potential fallout obviously is if there are 22 other urban counties in the state that are currently have such contracts, and should the Attorney General decide that that is not an appropriate use of a county seal, that may, well, I mean,
I'll
obviously
take the position that I think it's best that we know the law.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but it's certainly not an obligation to request an Attorney General's opinion, but if you'd like to do so, I would be happy to do that.
Was the use of the seal the only issue that y'all, I mean, there were some other issues you had in question,
well,
but are you asking that the seal be the item of the Attorney General's request?
No, just
because
the
that's
idea
optional
of sponsorship.
Sponsorship
is the thing. I'm going to tell you, if you go back to Pride three times, what Mr. Rugg is talking about, and the reason I didn't push the envelope was because of what he just said. And that sponsorship may cause us a problem. As good as the project is, how it benefits people, there may be some bad things could happen for counties. That was the reason why I didn't push it then. And I'm going to be honest, which I think is one of those that we might just need to step away from. That's my opinion on that.
Well, there are potentially constitutional implications of the county allowing the use of its property, which is the seal, in connection with a purely private for-profit corporation, which clearly this is. And there are potentially Texas constitutional implications of doing that, which is that's sort of the umbrella of the problem. The property involved is the seal. That's pretty clearly the property over which the county has control. And allowing use of the county's name and or seal for promotional purposes with a private for-profit corporation raises Article 3, Section 52 implications under the Texas Constitution. That was the overlying theme of the conversations that we had with the chief counsel for the CUC. So that would be the scope, as I understand it, of the Attorney General's inquiry. Is that correct, Judge?
Yeah, and I guess my concern is, you know, I tended to agree with Mr. Dayhill's analysis of our being given specific authorization to be to do work in an area that improves public health and certainly access to less expensive medications would improve health. We have those conversations in the
yes, sir.
Employee benefits pool meetings all the time about, you know, some people.
But of course, that's limited
to
county employees, and this would be an overall, our obligation in terms of county health, I'm not so sure is so broad as to encompass any relationship we could envision with a private corporation simply because it touches upon healthcare is, in my view, perhaps a little too broad a reading of the constitutional obligations of this county. So,
I would recommend a modification because it says in the contract that the use of the seal is optional. And if that seems to be the biggest bone of contention other than these other things, I would recommend that we don't ask for AG's opinion on the seal. We just opt not to use it, but to put in there the name of Jefferson County and ask for opinion on that. I mean,
well,
that would be my request.
Let me ask you a question. Can they do it without us giving permission?
They can, but I'm told they won't.
Why?
I can't answer that question.
The comments we heard back from third party was that if they're not being sponsored within the county, they're not going to come in here and promote it and push their, you know, the cards and everything out to the pharmaceuticals and other entities without the sponsorship. The
reason I asked that because I want to know if it was given a different answer. It's the same thing. That's why I kind of backed off.
And I guess that the other aspect of that is, at least from my perspective of trying to understand all this, is pretty clearly municipalities would have the authority to grant the use of their name and their they don't suffer from the same constitutional prohibitions the counties do, and I would think that this corporation it's FMC sponsoring the Coast to Coast card could easily work out arrangements with municipalities in this county if they wanted to go that route and wouldn't run up against the potential problems with the Texas Constitution in terms of associating themselves with private corporation entity. But I understand it's certainly simpler to cover a whole county with a single agreement. I get that. But again, I'll do whatever the court's pleasure is on this.
We'll think about it. If anybody wants to put it on the agenda for discussion next week, we can do that. And I understand. It would certainly hurt CUC in the event that AG's office came back and said, no, it's not permissible. But by the same token, it kind of hamstrings those of us who want to follow the law and but want to do things that will increase access to cheaper prescriptions for the populace. So we'll just let us know by Thursday. Ms. Loma, know by Thursday if we need to put it on as a discussion item for next week on making a request to the district attorney. All right. Moving on to county treasurer, item A is receive and file investment schedule for November 2013, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to receive and file a memorandum of agreement between Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and Jefferson County for the purpose of granting access rights for wetland mitigation to the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area at the Keith Lake Boat Ramp. Project located in Precinct 3. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by which one of y'all? Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
All
in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm extremely excited about that project. We've been waiting to build a boat launch out there for many years through engineering, Mr. Rail's persistent effort. We had a $500,000 grant from Texas Parks and Wildlife, and we received some other funding, and it appears to now become a reality, and thanks to more parks and wildlife money and more general land office money, it looks like we're going to be able to build the saltwater baffle at the Keith Lake Fish Pass. It's going to greatly improve the health of that 66,000 acres of marsh that's south of the Intercoastal Canal. We're excited about that project.
Judge and Commissioners, I'd just like to say that the contract that this refers to is well underway, and they're making good progress despite the weather. And it's just amazing how much they've gotten done out there on that boat ramp and bulkhead. If you get an opportunity to drive through there and take a look at it, because it's very impressive.
Well, I certainly want to thank Carter Smith, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner, Dick Scott at Parks and Wildlife, and Jerry Patterson, the Commissioner of the General Land Office, because they really have come forward in making this project finally become a reality. And thank y'all for the work you've done, Dar. Okay, under risk management, item A is considering possibly approved commercial crime coverage renewal with Great American Insurance Coverage effective January 1st, 2014, a flat annual renewal premium of $4,399. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that brings us to the end of the regular agenda. Please keep in mind that we'll be having a special Commissioner's Court meeting on Wednesday, workshop at 1, and I think Commissioner's Court meeting at 1:30 to discuss some additional funding that the Texas Legislature provided for road construction projects in counties that are impacted by oil exploration and production with the heavy trucks going down our roads in Jefferson County. Been allocated a portion of that funding, but we have to create a energy transportation reinvestment zone. So we're going to be discussing that on Wednesday. We're also thankful to HEB, who for several years has had a day where they provide us with cake and punch and other refreshments, and those will be available right out here after the Commissioner's Court meeting in the hall where you came in. Is there anything any of the members of the court wish to bring the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.